Stanley was not a bad kid. He was innocent of the crime for which he was convicted. He'd just been in the wrong place at the wrong time. It was all because of his no-good, dirty, rotten, pig-stealing great-great-grandfather. He smiled. It was a family joke. Whenever anything went wrong, they always blamed Stanley's no-good, dirty, rotten, pig-stealing great-great-grandfather. Supposedly, he had had a great-great-grandfather who had stolen a pig from a one-legged gypsy, and she had put a curse on him and all his descendants. Like you do. Stanley and his parents didn't believe in curses, of course, but whenever anything went wrong, it felt kind of good to be able to blame someone. Things went wrong a lot. Scientists have known that the really big one, a monstrous 9.0 magnitude earthquake, may hit the Pacific Northwest within the next several decades. The Pacific Northwest sits atop the Cascadia subduction zone, which is a region where two tectonic plates collide. One plate is being pushed deep into the Earth's mantle, beneath the other slab. The two plates get locked together, and when one gives way, an earthquake will occur. The Cascadia subduction zone caused a massive quake, likely a magnitude 9, on January 26, 1700, and it's possible that another might occur within decades. That quake is likely to happen farther north than the one in 1700. Okay, so you've bought your worms. You've got stacks of old newspapers, cardboard boxes, you have a 5-gallon bucket or two, holes questionably drilled into the side, you're ready to start worm composting. Or are you? The bin is stinky. There's so much liquid coming out of it, and it's getting really warm. All of your worms are trying to escape, and you're not even sure what this casting stuff should look like. Or perhaps you haven't even gotten that far. Maybe you've just read a few articles about worm composting with no other clue how you should get started. Are worm castings compost? Manure? Why does it have so many different names? Vermicast, vermicompost, worm castings, worm compost? It's pretty easy to get overwhelmed. It can feel a little bit like staring at the pasta aisle in the fancy grocery store. You don't even know where to start.